Recording.
Okay, I'm unmuted, yes. All right, so I would like to call to order the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Westmont Public Library on Tuesday, April 20th, 2021 at 7:01 PM. We have determined that an in-person meeting is not practical or prudent because of the public health disaster declaration in Illinois. This virtual meeting is open to all and is also being recorded. And finally, in an effort to provide even greater transparency, all votes at this meeting will be taken as roll call votes. So roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Here.
Trustee Carmichael?
Here.
Secretary Delano? Vice President Martins?
He was frozen. Oh, there he is.
Vice President Martins.
John, can you hear us?
Here.
There you go.
That cut off.
Treasurer O'Connor.
Here.
Trustee Parikh. President Fickell.
Here. Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand and face the right direction. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On to the approval of the consent agenda, which includes the minutes of the regular board meeting of March 25th, 2021, the communication log of April 2021, and the director's report of April 2021.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
John and Elaine, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
President Fickell?
Yes.
Five ayes, zero nays, two absent. Motion passes.
On to open forum. I see Cindy there. Hello, Cindy, if you're listening.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
And on to the board, I see Heather first.
I don't know that I mentioned it last month, but we did attend the, or reviewed the Leslie Goddard Typhoid Mary program and really enjoyed it. And anytime you guys have Leslie Goddard, it gives me something to talk to my mother-in-law about because she's a fan at, out at her library too. So this was kind of a nice thing that we could do together. So she watched it at her house and I watched it here and then we talked about it. So. I know, you know, connecting families over distance wasn't the intention probably of the virtual programs, but that was a nice side benefit and I really appreciated it. Also, I just want to thank John for his time on the board and being a good role model. As this is my first, you know, time serving in a public capacity and I appreciated his guidance. So thank you, John, for your time.
Well, thank you.
Elaine.
Well, that was well said, Heather. Other than John's been along with me for a long time. So I just appreciate all that he's done.
Thank that's you. All I have.
Carrie.
Now, which one is John? Congratulations on your long
hair. The one with the ungodly long hair.
That's the one. Okay. Yeah, put it together now. Congratulations on your long and storied career as trustee, John. I've enjoyed sitting alongside you.
Thank you.
That is all.
And I will add, I've enjoyed sitting on the other side of John all of these years. He's always been a steady presence on our board that I think we're going to miss. A calm voice. in my early days on the board where things were a little bit more contentious than they have been in a long time. I will miss his sense of humor, his knowledge of opera included. It's been a great time working with you, John, and I wish you the best.
Thanks very much.
And John, anything?
I just want to thank all of you. It was a privilege to serve on the board for the past 12 years. And I appreciate the fact that I think everybody that served on the board has only had one thing in mind, and that was improving the library. And I think that was very important, and it made the last 12 years very enjoyable. So thank you all very much.
Thank you. Zoom claps, right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do on Zoom now? So, okay, I've lost my place. Director, Julia.
Well, I will just echo what you all have said about John. And as he mentioned, 12 years, so he joined the board. He was elected in 2009. So he's been, you know, serving ever since then. And you all probably don't know, but before the pandemic hit, John used to come into the library every month, the week before the board meeting, and come into my office to have a chat. And so he always followed up on things that were brought up at last meetings. He always asked about staff. He was really just invested in the library. And for me personally, I can say, especially when I first started as director, feeling like I didn't know what was going on, those visits were, they were really great. I really enjoyed that FaceTime with a trustee. So, John, thank you very much. And we will somehow get this delivered to you, but it's, I don't know if you can see it. It's like, it's a glass book and it's logo etched in there with your name and your years of service and just thanking you for your dedication to the library. So we appreciate
Thank you very much.
Claps again. Yes.
That's really pretty.
It is really pretty.
Yeah. It is. Yes.
Brittany found it online. Carrie, our graphic designer, did the work. So yeah, we'll get that.
Then I'm sure it's great.
Yeah. And then speaking of trustees, congratulations to Carrie and Annie who couldn't be here tonight. You're back on the board, whether you like it or not. So we'll do the official re-swearing in for both of you next month. And we also will have a vacancy because of John's position. So I will be sending out to you in the next couple of weeks, just so you see the application and the ad, I guess is what we call it, that we'll put out there to try and recruit someone. And then we will set up interviews for you all to meet the candidates, the qualified candidates, to interview them and then appoint someone. And even though our terms are 4 years, this position is, when there's an appointment, is always until the next election. So it would be a two-year term. So if you know of anyone in the community that would be, a good candidate for this position, absolutely either let me know or point them to the documents once I've posted those on the website, because that would be fantastic to have some great candidates. So so there was that I wanted to mention. And then also just a quick service update. So we're holding steady here. So May 3rd, we're going to extend our hours. We're going to open at 9 a.m. As I think I'd mentioned at the last board meeting. We're going to hold off on our extending evening past 7 p.m. until we feel like we're either kicking people out when we're closing, which hasn't been happening, or we have some sort of other evidence of demand for those evening hours. So, and we can add those at any time. I just really don't want to have staff here for an hour or two at night when the foot traffic is so low. So, I think their time is better spent during the day. So we're also going to be introducing some of the seating and study rooms on that day. So we'll have some time limits on those. And obviously everything will be socially distanced. And so the numbers in DuPage, and granted it's just been a couple days, but they have started to study the infection rates, has come down a little bit. So we'll just keep an eye on that, but hopefully that surge was kind of offset by just the vaccination that's going on in our county. So, so as of now, that's our plan, is to roll that out, and that's less than a couple weeks away. So I think it will actually be really exciting to walk. It seems so odd to say, but it'd be so great to walk through here and see people sitting and working right? So weird to think that hasn't happened in so long. So that's just our quick service update. And then just one other comment. I don't have a confirmation date yet, but ComEd does need to do work on transformers outside the library. And unfortunately, it's going to be at least 10 hour downtime for us. So we will have to be closed for a day, which of course couldn't have happened during the pandemic when we already had other closures. But I did suggest a couple of dates that would be more ideal for us. So we're just waiting to hear back to see what they can work out with us. So it'll be mid-May. I'm hoping like May 21st, somewhere around there. So I'll let you guys know as soon as that's confirmed with them. And then obviously we'll get that information out to the public. So, and I believe that is all that I have.
You, Brittany.
Just to thank you to John for all the years being on the board. You know, it's been a great, I've been here for 8 years now with you on the board. And I can say from a library staff perspective, boards are, you know, tricky for staff. And it really has been such a pleasure to have such a supportive and, you know, really hardworking board that really cares about the employees and the community at the same time. So just a big thank you. I know all staff really appreciate knowing that we have a board that works really hard to, you know, look out for us and look out for everyone in Westmont.
Thank you. And Julie, anything?
I'll just echo everyone else's thank you to John. I've done volunteer work before, and the fact that he's been a volunteer on the board for so many years is very impressive. So thank you, John.
Thank you.
Okay, I think that takes us to additions and deletions.
Move to add the additions and delete the deletions.
Second.
Heather and John, discussion? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
5 ayes, 0 nays, 2 absent. Motion passes.
On to the treasurer's report.
Move to file the treasurer's report for audit.
Second.
Carrie and Elaine. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth.
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
5 ayes, 0 nays, 2 absent. Motion passes.
And the treasurer's report is filed for audit. On to bills and salaries.
Move to approve bills and salaries.
Second.
I think that was John and Heather for the second. Yes, thank you. Discussion?
I just want to mention here bills and salaries and additions and deletions, because Elaine had a good question earlier about some of the bills presented, that anything that says prepaid is just an invoice that we're paying this fiscal year for services that'll be rendered in the next fiscal year. And so once we get into the next fiscal year and those payments have actually cleared, then they roll off of that report and get applied to the budget. But I just wanted to, I know it's a question that comes up every year and it's a good question. So just to answer that in case others have that question as well.
Any other discussion questions? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
5 ayes, 0 nays, 2 absent. Motion passes.
Okay, we have no unfinished business. So on to new business, item A, Board to consider a motion to approve the fiscal year 22 insurance premium and workers' compensation coverage for $14,986.
So moved.
Second.
Carrie and Elaine. Discussion.
So there is a slight increase in this package cost, which I did note in the draft budget, just has to do with an increase in the appraisal of the property and then inflation for construction costs. So wasn't anything too drastic. So. And the coverage for the actual, each limit, each liability area is the same as what it's been in the past. So. No changes to that.
Any other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
Five ayes, zero nays. Two absent, motion passes.
New business item B, board to consider a motion to approve the resolution authorizing fiscal year 22 public library non-resident card participation and fees.
So moved.
Second.
Heather and John, discussion.
So as you all know, this is something that you are required to annually either vote up or vote down. And so in assuming that we would be voting to authorize this, there's two different structures for how we can charge non-residents for library cards that taxpayers pay for. So we've always opted to go with, at least since I've been director, the route that we would pull up their property tax bill and then we just apply the same tax rate that is applied to taxpayers. And so then they would get their cards. So, and it's per household. And then as we know, there are some exceptions to that have just passed in law this past year. So veterans with disabilities or youth who lives in a household that either meets or is below the income eligibility threshold. So those two pieces were also added into the resolution just to make clear that we abide by that law. So otherwise it's the resolution is as you have seen it in years past.
Any further discussion or questions?
Just a question about the signing of the resolution, since it requires the board secretary's signature. Will Julie be able to sign that in lieu of Annie?
Oh, Annie can still sign it. Yeah, okay. She can still sign it, even though she's just not here tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes. Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
Five ayes, zero nays, two absent. Motion passes.
New business item C, board to consider a motion to approve the fiscal year 22 schedule of fines and fees.
Move to approve the schedule of fines and fees.
Second.
Heather and Elaine, discussion.
So in your packet is the suggested schedule of fines and fees for fiscal year 22. So really there's just one change that is highlighted in red that we added, although I did talk to Heather about another addition that I can read aloud to you in a moment. But so the first one is about the license plate sticker renewal fees. So that's, we brought that to the finance committee, adding that service. So our intention is to add that around June. So we already have, a lot of the hardware and and supplies that we need. And Marcy is overseeing this service. And so she's working on it before she does some staff training before we really roll it out. And I know I have to, there's a couple finance things to work out. But so our intention is to roll that out in June. And so these fees really just reflect what was presented to the committee. So the 151 we can't change, that's just the Secretary of State fee. And then the $5 processing fee would be income to the library for our time and effort on offering the service. And then if they do want to pay with credit card, it would be an additional $5 fee just to cover that fee from the credit card companies. So pretty straightforward. So if there's any questions on that, I'd be more than happy to answer those. The other addition was just really just clarifying under library cards, under B, similar to what we just talked about with authorizing the non-resident card participation fee. So because there are a couple exemptions, under B at the end where it says must present a copy of their lease to obtain a card, recommending we add fee exemptions exist for non-resident youth whose households fall at or below the U.S. Department of Agriculture's income eligibility guidelines, and for non-resident veterans who are exempt from paying property taxes due to a service-connected disability of at least 70%. That's straight out of our policy that we passed and out of the resolution that you just passed. So it's just wording to that so that it's, you know, to Heather's point, also on the schedule of fines and fees, which is a document probably more likely that patrons would encounter and look at so that they would see that there. So,
you know how the $5 credit card fee stacks up against what will actually be charged by the credit card company?
There is a little bit of a difference there. Marcy would know that exactly. I can find out, I don't have it in front of me. So there would be a little bit, but originally when we talked about it, we as a library can offer per the state, we can apply a $7.50 processing fee that would come to the library. So what we did was reduce that to $5. And then said anything extra from the credit card would also be, you know, come to the library. And because we also felt like just the messaging of that and for staff, it just seems a lot easier to say it's just a $5 processing fee plus a $5 credit card fee if you're doing it that way. So there is a little bit there, Carrie. I could find out exactly for you.
Yeah, I'd be curious. It sounds like we're not, we're just rounding up for convenience, but you know, yeah. As I said before, I'm just concerned for the staff when, they get a barrage of complaints from people that you're, you know, trying to stick them with this fee and that fee on top of what they already disagree with from the state. So but it sounds like we're justifiable.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that is, you know, part of the lowering it from 750, but I'll find out for sure. And I'll email that to the board. If it's something, some crazy, which it's not, but if it is, then we'll revisit it. We won't go through with that.
And you can accept a check for that also?
No, right? No.
I don't believe so because we have like no way of really verifying that money then at like the point of getting the check. Where cash, credit card that goes through right away, we don't then have to worry about cancellation check fees and things like that if funds don't go through because we're giving them the license sticker right away.
Right.
So that was, it would be cash or credit card.
Good.
Do money orders? I'm just thinking of like other situations. No.
No, we were just going to do cash or credit, which is what all the other libraries, I think there might have been one that was doing money order, but most of the other libraries were doing the same.
All right. Any other discussion, information, questions? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
5 ayes, 0 nays, 2 absent. Motion passes.
And on to new business item D, board to consider a motion to approve the fiscal year 22 budget.
Move to approve the fiscal year 22 budget.
Second.
I was going to say, we should make John be a part of this so we can blame him if the public doesn't like it. Then he's gone and he can't get in trouble. So, discussion, questions, discussion.
Sure. So in your packet, you have the second draft of the budget. We went through it in quite a bit of detail at the last meeting, so I won't go through it with that same amount of detail. I will just say that the any changes were highlighted in red, and I think there was really maybe just 4 changes. So I can start with the first one. There was no change to revenue. And so on the expense side, the adult library material budget, which question was brought up at the last meeting about where we expect to end our with our budget this year, since there was a slight increase in requested amounts for next year. So there was a concern that we weren't gonna meet that. So right now it's reflecting out of a $190,000 budget, we've spent $154. When you add in the addendum, we're closer to $160. We expect to end around $184, $185 of that $190. So slightly under. It was a tricky year. The orders, a lot, when we looked back, a lot of them, you know, just hadn't processed, hadn't come through. And then for some reason, a lot of them were released. We have a lot of books in the building that haven't been, that staff are working feverishly to process. So we expect to end around the $184, $185. So I did lower it slightly, a couple thousand for that $194 request down to $192. Because we did have a couple other areas that I did want to increase a little bit. So it's still an increase for that budget, but down a little bit from the original. So that addresses that one. And so where that money went, as you know, we had, I won't jump ahead. I added a little bit to the grounds maintenance just because grounds maintenance costs have gone up. So that includes our snow plowing, salting, and lawn care. And a little bit of that is always, you know, I don't want to say guessing, but without knowing what your winter is going to be like, there is a little bit of that, but just because there were some overall cost increases, I increased that one a little bit. Same with natural gas. It was just a few hundred dollars just to, you know, when we look at the spending trends of that. And then the rest of that went to insurance to cover that increase that we just approved earlier tonight. So again, nothing major change-wise with what was presented last month, so.
Any other questions or feedback on the budget? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
5 ayes, 0 nays, 2 absent. Motion passes.
All right. So unless somebody wants to go into executive session to keep John with us even just a little bit longer.
I think we should.
You're the one who makes the motions. You always make the motions. So if you've got the language that can justify
that's true. I don't have the language. Sorry.
Oh, well.
Oh, darn.
Then I guess we move to motion to adjourn.
I will move to adjourn.
Second.
John and Elaine. Any discussion, last chance comments before we get shut off as soon as I say we're adjourned?
Jason and Carrie, I'll have the checks tomorrow morning first thing. Let me know when you're going to come in to sign.
Carrie, make sure you sign all this time. any other comments? Once again, John, it's been great. Best wishes to you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you all.
Glad to see you at home too.
Yes.
Yes, me too, home. Believe me.
All right then, roll call please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
5 ayes, 0 nays, 2 absent, motion passes.
And we are adjourned at 7:31 p.m. Thank you.
Good night. Thanks.